Republican First District Congressional hopeful Matt Maurer is joining us. Good morning, Matt. Good to have you back. I've had you the other day.
Morning,
with,
Jack.
Had you the other day with Nikki Haley in our studios. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, we get to chat twice in 1 week. It's a good week for me.
There you go. Well, I guess the question is voter integrity in elections, such a hot button issue on both sides of the aisle. According to the Associated Press and other reports, did you vote? Do you regret voting apparently twice in the presidential primary in 2016 in New Hampshire and then months later in New Jersey? Do you regret voting twice in the same presidential primary? Anything wrong there from a legal or perception point of view?
No, I mean, Jack, you just talked about it. These folks, whether it's Pelosi or Biden or Pappas, are so desperate to change the conversation from, you know, $5 a gallon gas and you know, record inflation, the rest of it, that they're willing to, you know, make up and smear anyone in the way. I mean, you saw just last week the same poll I did that showed Pappas is, you know, toast. He's upside down. More people want to replace him than want to keep him. And it's no shock that it's, what, 2-3 days later, that in a coordinated move, they had some reporter insinuate something that just wasn't true. You know, look, here's the truth, Jack. You know, I moved for work and I voted where I lived, which is perfectly legal. And, you know, the only people insinuating otherwise are Nancy Pelosi and even Hillary Clinton weighed in. You know, you want to talk about them bringing back Barack Obama to change the topic. They actually got Hillary Clinton to dive back into politics here in New Hampshire to attack me yesterday. Amazingly, within only a couple hours of this story coming out, which tells you everything you need to know about it. I love that Hillary Clinton now is their standard for holding up for good governance and morals and ethics, by the way. I was at the State Department not long after she was, and we're still cleaning up the mess from the email scandal she had.
Let me ask you this, though, Matt Maurer. You mentioned Pappas, Pelosi, Clinton, but it's also your Republican challengers in this first congressional district, including Caroline Leavitt from yesterday's show. Let's have a listen.
This is a serious allegation against my opponent, Matt Maurer, that he potentially committed voter fraud. And look, I talk to voters every single day. Election integrity is of the utmost importance to them. One of the main issues we face as Granite Staters are non-residents coming to our state, voting in our elections, and leaving.
How do you respond to that? That's a Republican criticism, and Gail Huff Brown kind of echoing that as well.
Well, look, Jack, you know, when we're up by 30 points over both those folks right now, so you know how politics works. You've been around it long enough. The person running out front gets shot from all sides. And you know, whether it was the line to get on your show yesterday or the line to jump in front of a camera for WMUR, it was a very long line for a lot of folks competing for second place in this primary. And so, you know, this is to be expected. You know, we're going to win this race. I am more confident than ever we are. By the way, this shows that the Democratic Party is more confident than ever that we're going to win this race. And we're just going to go out there and keep campaigning and getting our message out, talking about the fact that D.C. politicians had failed people, talking about the fact that we need, you know, folks who are actually representing the middle class again down in D.C. And by the way, people understand that we need to show American strength to prevent atrocities like the ones you detailed at the top of the show happening in places like Ukraine right now.
So just to be clear, and maybe I'll ask you this because I don't think it was, no offense, I don't think it was the Associated Press, but I don't know who dug this up, but you were in New Hampshire, first in the nation primary, you vote in that 2016 presidential primary. Later on, you go to work, I think for Governor Christie or the Trump folks, you move to near outside New York City, Hoboken, and you vote there in the same primary calendar, but in New Jersey, nothing wrong. That's okay.
Yeah, totally legal. In fact, you know, I talked. So, you know, like you said, I was living in Manchester, working in Manchester when I was executive director of the Republican Party in New Hampshire, when I worked on the governor's campaign in the 2016 primary, and then, you know, was got a job opportunity in the New York area, ended up working with the President Trump's campaign. And not only that, Jack, they, you know, you got to remember, this was at the time when you had Ted Cruz and a bunch of establishment Republicans, and in addition to the establishment Democrats, trying to deny Donald Trump the nomination. They were trying to you know, take it away at the convention. There was talk of a change of the convention processes. And so I was living and working there. And they said, if you're going to vote here, can you be a delegate? We need a delegate for this area because, you know, these guys are going to try to screw us in Cleveland. And so I actually became an elected Trump delegate, you know, went off to Cleveland as a delegate for President Trump and, you know, proudly supported his campaign and made sure that, you know, the will of millions of Republicans around the country was sealed in a convention nomination that year.
Let me ask you this, because I think it's interpretation. I'm not an election law expert. I'm certainly not, and I don't pretend to be on my own show. But I just ask you this: the WMUR story. Federal laws bar voting more than once in any election, including in separate states for the same contest, such as the presidential primary. But the statute of limitations for voter fraud is 5 years. Is WMUR wrong in that paragraph?
Yeah, I mean, look, they're relying on one guy's interpretation from out in Minnesota. Every other lawyer you talk to says there's absolutely nothing wrong. I was absolutely in compliance with the law. In fact, you know, I talked to lawyers before I signed up as a delegate there, right? Because I want to make sure I was complying with the law. It's 100% legal. The only people, again, who are saying, you know, anything is just this manufactured outrage coming from Pelosi, Pappas, now Hillary Clinton, and, you know, a couple people polling at 6 and 7% in our primary right now.
I guess you could be flattered if Hillary Clinton's tweeting out your name. Let me ask you this before I let you go. Matt Maurer, good morning, New Hampshire. You received the endorsement last cycle of Donald Trump, a former president. Now, Chris Sununu, New Hampshire governor, may not think Donald Trump's endorsement here impacts the primary, but many people in primary politics in these local elections would disagree, saying Trump is still the big name, a big name, will impact the primaries. Are you worried because voter integrity is such an important election of the former president, who feels there was some hanky, you know, some questionable stuff going on in the election, that this might cost you Trump's endorsement this time around? And is that something you're still seeking?
No, I mean, look, the same people who are attacking me, Hillary Clinton, the entire, you know, left-wing media, MSNBC, are the exact same people that try to stop me and Donald Trump in 2016. And guess what? We won then, and we're going to win again now. And so, you know, he understands how this process works more than anyone. When you get a bunch of liberal hacks around the country and some complicit national left-wing media to go along with it, when they manufacture this outrage and make things up, as you've seen, he has had to stand up to it more than anyone the past, you know, 6 years now. And I was there with him in 2016, served in his administration, was there with him then. And I'm confident he knows exactly what's going on here. And, you know, look, I just look forward to the fact that I now get to beat Hillary Clinton a second time. We did it in 2016. Now that she's waded into this race, we get to do it again this year in 2022.
And Matt Maurer is joining us, first congressional district Republican candidate. Good morning, New Hampshire. Make it a great Wednesday. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks so much, Jack. Have a great day.